time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Ronnie Stanley met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday afternoon.
Just sort of detail the frustration following a loss like that, where particular moments where maybe things should have been called the other way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's definitely moments that you felt that way, but, you know, you can't blame it one way or the other, I think. We know even with those calls, we still should have made enough, you know, of a difference to win this game. And, yeah.
Ronnie, from your perspective, what happened on the last play, the sack that ended the game?
No idea. I have no idea what happened on the interior. I know my guy ran pretty wide up the edge. Yeah, I don't know. Got to look at the film.
What did you see on the Isaiah Likely touchdown play? Did you think that was a catch?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, common sense would tell you that's a catch. I think a lot of things get overthought, but it is what it is.
Is that deflating at all when, you know, there have been a couple of moments similar to that during the course of the game?
Yeah, I think so, but, you know, you just got to, you know, fight through it. I think champion mindset is, you know, accept whatever happens and overcome.
Ronnie, a slow start for you guys, but then, you know, starting on that first or that last drive of the second quarter, it seemed like you guys had a rhythm that you haven't had for a few weeks. What was different this week that led to better execution?
Staying consistent with the run game, being physical up front. Yeah, I think, you know, just making sure we're holding the line, creating the line of scrimmage, moving the guys off the ball, and I think we did that for the most part during the whole game.
Does that give you confidence, even though you guys lost this game and have, you know, an uphill climb to get to the top of the AFC North?
I mean, sure, it gives you confidence, but we didn't come out with the result that we wanted, even with, you know, how it felt playing. So there's things I need to get fixed, and we need to fix them.
Guys have said again and again that everything is still in front of you. Only four games left. Do you still feel that? Do you feel like you can get to be the team that you guys thought you could be?
Yeah, of course. I still have a ton of belief and confidence in us, and we just need to focus on our next task at hand, and, you know, that's being the Bengals and just putting everything you know, forward for that game.
Ronnie, do you know what happened on the 3rd and 2 where you guys got flagged, I think, for formation call? You lost a couple of yards. It feels like there was some confusion in the back game.
Yeah, I really don't know. I think they called, like, Andrew off the ball, and he's in a 3-point stance, so I really don't understand, but yeah, not sure.
The offensive line has taken a good bit of criticism this year, fair or not. I mean, what's your perspective on kind of where you guys stand as a unit right now?
I think we're doing a lot of good things. You know, I think there are things that definitely need to get fixed, especially, you know, to play at the level that we need to play at to get to our goal. But I do think we're doing a lot of good things out there. We're playing physical, giving effort, you know, yeah.
Ronnie, are you surprised that as a team, with 4 games left, you guys are still searching for that consistency that you want to have and that you usually do have this time of year?
Yeah, you know, definitely are, definitely a little bit, but you know, you have full faith and trust that we're going to get it. And, you know, I've played with these guys for years, and I know what they're capable of, and what we can do together if we we focus on what we need to do.
Ron, on that last drive, why couldn't you guys? It seemed like it took a little bit to get going. What happened from your perspective on those first few plays of that last drive?
You know, I think it's always hard in those obvious pass situations where the defense, you know, doesn't really have to deal with not knowing what type of play it's going to be. So just making sure, you know, you're on your P's and Q's and techniques right, and, you know, in those moments.
All right, thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.